This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the, well, first of all, I got to tell you, appreciate your patience. I'm having some technical difficulties, but we're getting them taken care of. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, you remember the old days?
Yes, the old days.
The olden days when we had rotary phones. Anyway, when we had the we had dress codes in school, right? I mean, when I was a kid, we had dress codes in school, and one of the schools I went to, yeah, you had to wear uniforms, all right. So you know what the dress code was? Wasn't a big deal. Then one of the public schools I went to had a dress code, but the dress code was more like, you know, you can't wear these kind of pants, you can't have your pants hanging down, so you look at your underwear, all this other fun stuff, right? Girls had to dress a certain way. Guys had to dress a certain way. And then all these libs started getting in there and talking about how you should be able to do anything you want to do, right? How you want, where you want, when you want. Teachers started dressing no ties for the men. Women started wearing flip-flops and stuff like that. So it's kind of like they tried to turn the high schools into college campuses, if you would. Which was no reason to do because they weren't college campuses. Right? And then people started making a big statement. I'm a kid who will wear what they want to wear. Can't afford the uniforms. Can't afford this. Can't afford that. Kids started fighting over the fact that, you know, so-and-so had designer pants and so-and-so didn't. She thinks she's better than me. He thinks she's better than me. Ridiculous stuff. I mean, really ridiculous stuff. And now the New York Times, let's just take it all the way to the nth degree, right? They named Mr. Hoodie-Wearing Federnick one of the most stylish people of the year. A man who probably now can't even spell stylish. Can't keep to... This is why I tell you guys, I have no sympathy for people in these places. None. You voted him in. He's yours. But I think the other thing I think is funny is the New York Times... Trump used to make fun of them all the time. We need to start making fun of them again because they are ignorant, very ignorant, very ignorant people. No way around it. Senator-elect John Fetterman was named one of the most stylish people in 2022 by New York Times. The Democrat suffered a stroke before the primaries, was known for wearing large hoodies and shorts. The senator-elect from Pennsylvania is going to bring a, you know, Carhartt to the Capitol. This is what the Times wrote. Right? Now, again, he earned the nickname Federnick on Twitter. Now, Fetterman most likely made the list because he simply captured the attention. That's according to the newspaper. Love them or hate them. all have at least one thing in common, the Times wrote about the people on the list. At some point over the past 12 months, they made us talk. Maybe how we dress, how we live, how we choose to carry ourselves, what we choose to say. But many online were quick to call out the Times for the pick of the list that only included, Democrat politicians. Because you can't say anything nice about a Republican. Aren't these the people who talk about being nice and inclusive, loving, caring? It's all about your buck. You already know that. I'm going to tell you that. Fetterman dresses like a deadbeat going to get cigarettes at a dimly lit corner store at 11 p.m. That's funny. I don't care who you are, that's funny. Journalist Ian Miles, he tweeted, 2022 is the year of the goblin mode. Dress up like a slob and make the New York Times list the most stylish people. You know, you've got to be kidding me, really. Why did I think, according to Ian Stepman, why did I think this was the Babylon Bee story? In the old days we called it the Onion story, right? I think the Amish are more stylish than this guy. I can't remember what they actually said, but I mean, Fetterman was in list of the 93 most stylish people of the year, and again, all being Democrats, all being dressed down. Think about it. It is total liberal bias. I mean, maybe it's a bias. I don't care. Yeah, great. They only had Democrats on those lists. Tim Burchard, Burchett, I'm sorry, out of Tennessee, joked that I have the best hair in Congress. Why didn't I make the list? Why? Because they only care about Democrats. It's only one way thing for them. Some of the stuff I do enjoy. You have to laugh about it. This one will make you nuts. We'll ask Brad Dacus about this, what kind of recourse you would have. Sixth graders were taken to a drag show without parental knowledge. Sixth graders. I don't know how old that is, but I don't care. Sixth graders. Parents in Chester County, Pennsylvania signed permission slips allowing their kids to attend a local theater production of Alice in Wonderland. Instead of Cheshire Cat, the kids got to look and see at the award-winning drag queen. And they say the school never mentioned that a man dressed up like a woman would be a part of the show. Well, they didn't have to. Come see your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. It's one of the times I love on the show. Brad Dacus joins us. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. He's on every week with me talking about some of the issues going on that they are actually fighting for you. And before we get rolling, because I always, you know, I always forget to give the time he needs, but Brad, you know, before we get rolling in our conversation, would you please tell people what PJI does, how they can help you, you know, how they can be of support to you?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, all without charge. And people may say, well, I've heard that before, but Pacific Justice is very unique, actually. First, we make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. So we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We actually have a ministry heart to really make sure people get representation and they're not left behind. That's very unique. And we're also unique because we have the largest footprint of its kind for the biggest ground game, if you will. We have 27 offices in 20 states. And we're right now actually, I mean, that's like from Miami to Boston to Seattle to Southern California to Houston to Chicago and Detroit. I mean, all over the country. And, in fact, we're looking to hire and open another office and hire another attorney in the state of Maryland because we're just getting so many requests for help from Maryland and also Colorado as well. We have an office there, and we're looking to bring on an attorney for a second time there. So it's we're very, very busy helping a lot of people, all without charge. And we're very broad in what we handle in terms of religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of life. We have all our, it's all without charge, and all resources on our website are all without charge as well. And people can download those. And there's just so many, I won't spend the time to mention all of it, but there's so many really great free resources that empower people, empower parents, people of faith, you know, business owners, and, you know, just people who want to know what their rights are.
Well, I'm going to throw some stuff at you because, you know, people are coming at me and they're saying, what about this? What about this? What about this? It's like, all right, hold them until, you know, Tuesday, right? I mean, seriously. So a couple of these things that are going on, you don't have to, you know, if you don't want to go into detail with them, that's fine too. But, you know, we had recently with an issue where sixth graders were taken to a drag show without parental knowledge. And the school's kind of pushing back. This is Chester County, Pennsylvania. They took the kids, they said they were taking kids to a production of Alice in Wonderland. And instead what they got was they got a drag queen that actually was part of the show, part of the Alice in Wonderland show. So the parents are pretty upset about it, and I mean, is there any recourse to the school? Is there anything that they can do from a legal standpoint to stop this kind of stuff from happening?
Yeah, potentially. See, well, we're at Pacific Justice Institute. We have a opt-out form where parents can fill it out. We customize it for each of the 50 states, so each state has its own customized opt-out form to maximize the rights of parents, and parents just simply need to go to our website at pji.org. There they can also support our work with a tax-deductible donation. We have a matching gift program up to $350,000, FYI. But they also sign, they also download, you know, download these opt-out forms. That's one of the first things. It's very preemptive that they need to do. And they also should contact our office. We have an office right there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We can serve them and we look at their situation. You know, there's a good chance that you could, you know, argue that this is, you know, maybe sexuality based. You know, depending on what the state law is on this, you know, there's a and what was
well, it was, it was very deceitful because they're telling the parents that the kids are being taken to Alice in Wonderland, not something with a drag queen in it.
Yeah, and people don't understand. Oftentimes, I think, you know, what it means as far as drag queens. You know, what do they stand for? What do they, you know, generally, you know, why do they do what they do? And you know, when people, the more people learn, the more they understand that this is not a good influence on children. And you know, I don't hate drag queens. They need help. They need counseling, and their way of dealing with their issues is, you know, something that's most unfortunate. And unfortunately, it's a terrible influence for little children.
Yep, I totally agree with you. The another one, you've got teachers. Now, this is not uncommon. It's happening a lot across the country where you have these woke teachers that are offering to the kids or making sure the kids understand they will not tell their parents about their new preferred pronouns and or even gender change for that matter. And you got a lot of people that are afraid of this going on inside the schools to a degree. They're being told they can't do much about it, but that's not true, is it?
Yeah, the reality is this policy that you just described is actually becoming very commonplace in government public schools across the nation. This is a part of the philosophy of many school boards, principals, teachers, which is to lie to parents. If a child has gender identity dysphoria, don't let the parents know. have the opposite gender clothes there for the child to change in the morning and then change out of before they go home. That, unfortunately, is very common in our government schools, and it's something that if that ever happens, if parents ever see that happen, they should contact pji.org immediately so we can, to look into their situation and possibly file a lawsuit on their behalf without charge. We pick up all the costs, all the expenses.
Yeah, this is just crazy stuff, and people don't realize what's going on, or when they find out and they talk to the counselor, they talk to the principal, they're being told, well, there's really nothing you can do about it. It's in ed code or it's in curriculum and. I just don't believe for a second that you're forced to allow your kids to sit there and have to go through this, you know?
A study came out and it showed that it was from June, that's May to August, I guess it was. It wasn't even for the full year. There were reported over 250, I think it's 256, if I remember correctly, sting operations against teachers. Among those 256, I think four were assistant principals, two were principals, teachers for sexual abuse and sex crimes. And unfortunately, 73% of those sex crimes involved students. That's just a portion of this year. And it just shows you. I mean, public schools, there's a lot of great teachers out there with great hearts, but they're becoming more and more dangerous philosophically, but also practically.
Yep, I agree with you. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up. Got a commercial. Somebody's got to pay for the show. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Top appropriators struck a deal Tuesday night on a government funding plan that's critical to finalizing a mammoth year-end spending package. Retiring Senate Appropriations Chair Democrat Patrick Leahy said they've, quote, reached a bipartisan, bicameral framework that should allow us to finish an omnibus appropriations bill. 20 Republicans demanded Tuesday that the U.S. House of Representatives impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas during the next Congress. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs held a press conference regarding the motion.
Judiciary Committee to open an impeachment inquiry in the 118th Congress formally investigate Secretary Mayorkas.
Despite these renewed calls to remove Mayorkas, the effort to impeach him faces long odds. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me just bring him back on. Brad Dinkins joins me. As he does every week, we go over some of the legal issues going on in and around the country and even some of the things that could affect you directly. He's a founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org, PJI.org. Hey, Brad, somebody asked a question about the drag queen issue, but I can see it being wider than this, saying, look, isn't it some kind of, I mean, here they you signed a slip for them to go see one show, and basically they went to something else. You know, they've kind of abducted your kids and brought them somewhere where you don't want them to be. I mean, there's got to be something from a legal standpoint with that that makes that pretty serious. No?
Yeah, there is. There is definitely the potential for a lawsuit here. First, you may have requirements for notice to parents. That's often the case in many states prior to any sex education or sexuality exposure. A drag queen good night. I mean, that's that's very, very definitely, I would say that's a
now, I read
sexual
Alice,
sexuality.
I don't remember seeing was there a drag queen scene in there? I don't remember.
I don't think so. I don't. I remember like a rabbit or something anyway, but some guy with a clock who couldn't keep track of,
a lot of weird stuff in there, but there was some weird man dressed up as a woman kind of thing with scary long eyelashes. I don't know. I just don't remember that one either.
No. So it's a misrepresentation to parents, and the school should be responsible, particularly if there are any harm to children. People say, well, what harm is going to happen to children? No, we've seen cases where children have been very upset, very challenged and with regards to what they saw and not being able to grasp and understand what this is being displayed. And it's very, very disturbing. So especially I know a case in particular involving a kindergartner was very, very upset. She was exposed to this transgender orientation, and she was afraid that she was going to suddenly turn into a boy. So these are are these are very serious, and they're very harmful, particularly when we're talking about you know children. So school districts can be responsible, particularly when they've provided false representation and parents acted in reliance upon that. And then, of course, if parents have filed an opt-out form at the beginning of the year or prior to this, so that gives them an even stronger case. That's why we strongly encourage parents to go to our website, even grandparents, go to our website and download those opt-out forms. It gives greater protection for the children. It's a no-brainer. They're without charge. And if they have any problems, we'd be happy to represent them without charge and assist them with it. It's pji.org. P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org. We're all over the country, so people shouldn't hesitate to contact us.
Yeah. Guys, you have to fight for the kids. You have to fight for your rights. Nobody else is going to do it for you. Look around. It's just not happening like you think it is, right?
Right. So, yeah. It's a different world.
Yeah. And all right. So now we're seeing more and more of these detransitioning women coming forward, and their lives are devastated. They're heartbroken. Broken.
Right.
They talk about this, after having the surgery, nothing really changed for them. And when they finally did go back and they got some help and they got some real, consulting, that they didn't need the surgery, that it really weren't having a problem with their gender or what have you. I got to ask you, at some point in time, are these doctors not on the hook for this kind of thing?
Potentially. In fact, we encourage anyone who has had a transgender surgery or even hormone prescriptions and taken them and suffered harm to contact us for several reasons. First off, from malpractice, medical malpractice by the doctor. The doctor, for example, should have required the person to have had counseling beforehand from a psychiatrist and have a determination made by the psychiatrist ahead of time. If you just walk into a doctor's office and say, gee, I want to be a dog. I want you to graft, hairy stuff to my skin to make and change my nose to be a dog. If the doctor did it, he'd be sued for malpractice. At the very least, the doctor needs to, make sure that the person is somewhat of a sane mind. And of course, if they're transgender, then they obviously, that answers the question right there. No, they have a mental issue, and they need counseling for it. So that's the one thing. That's one. Number two, if the procedure is done and they're not made aware of the potential risks or the ramifications or given false expectations, they can be sued as well for that, for malpractice. Or if there's any complications in the surgery process or subsequent medical or psychological issues that come from that, there's a possibility for malpractice here. Well, I encourage anyone to contact Pacific Justice Institute if they're in that situation.
Yeah, they don't tell them that, once they remove the, not that you shouldn't know this, but, they remove your breast, can't put it back. They remove the uterus, you can't get it back, okay? You can't have children once that thing is gone.
Right.
And it's actually the hormones are having other effects on them. Some of these girls that wanted to be boys, are going bald prematurely. They're losing hair like crazy. They're having other issues with their bone structure, with all kinds of things. These are not being told to them. They're not giving them the amount of time they need to understand this.
Yeah. And both the males and the females will be sterile if they continue with the hormones, even separate from the surgeries. That over a prolonged period of time, I think males is for 4 to 6 months. They become permanently sterile. Oftentimes we're talking here about young people. They don't know, they don't have the desire, they don't have the maturity to know what their needs are in terms of being a parent someday and having the joy of children, et cetera. It's very, very cruel. And that's why we need to hold the psychiatrists, the doctors, the hospitals, responsible to the extent to which they play a role in this and encourage this.
Yeah, again, I agree with you. They're not telling them everything. They're telling them how wonderful they'll feel. I've had a few women on the show where I've talked to them about body shaming. And, I know we all got teased when we were kids, male or female. But now they affirm everything so much. And so when you're feeling bad about your body or somebody makes fun of something on your body, all of a sudden you got to go have it hacked off or added to. Or I remember in the I was talking about this the other day, in the 70s, was it? Or I'm sorry, late 80s. Plastic surgery was on the rise with teenagers, of all things. And you're going, wait a minute. It's not going to hold because it's not going to stay. You know what I mean? The body isn't going to stay that way. And yet they were encouraging kids who felt bad about their bodies to get that, you know, plastic surgery that they had done. I'm thinking, oh, my God, what are you doing to these kids? You're not teaching them to push through anything, right?
Yeah, it's very sad. Of course, the body is always changing and developing. And, you know, after a woman has her first child, you know, her body changes. And so it's just, you know, having these teenagers or kids in their late teens having these procedures done, which can have, you know, negative impact and really, you know, just it's just totally out of line with regards to the healthy development of the human body. So
all right. Yeah, I love these because I know these are pretty easy for you. Here's one where a nonprofit dumped a staffer over her conservative Republican beliefs. They had her on the board for a while. Her name is Audrey Lynn Henson. She founded College to Congress, twice campaigned for former President Donald Trump, and was fired from the organization last year after she announced plans to run for a Florida congressional seat. And she outlined her platform and all that, and her platform was conservative, and they told her to resign. She was no longer welcome at the table. I mean, this would be a problem, would it not?
Yeah, this is a private nonprofit organization.
It is a private nonprofit organization.
Hmm.
But it's not. Yeah. It is not in their bylaws.
Not a religious organization, right?
No, I don't believe so. No.
Yeah. So if she's being fired, and by an entity, even if it's a nonprofit entity, but if there's no, you know, religious beliefs or things that are interfering with her ability to do her job because of, you know, then she may have a good lawsuit here, actually. Yeah. She's wrongful termination. We have to look at the facts, of course.
Yep, always. I get it. I mean, not everything is the title. I get that. All right, be back in a few minutes. People, look how far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! They're like flying television!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so that you are part of the, so you are part of the solution once you're informed. Other than that, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Don't open your mouth if you're not informed. Nobody will, when you actually have the right information, they won't listen to you. So just make sure you're informed before you start talking to people about certain things. All right. Brad Dinkins joins me, as he does every week, talk about some of the legal things going on in and around the country that we need to have wins on. And, Brad, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be on the program. Joe, it's interesting because I don't know if you saw in the news recently, but the, American Girl it's been so, highly respected, these wonderful things about growing up and hygiene and principles, for young girls. Well, as you probably heard, they have now gone to the dark side, and they are now, with materials for 10-year-olds, are pushing kids to effectively, be open to considering to, change their gender. Maybe they're a girl, but maybe they're really a boy inside. I was stunned when I heard that, and it's so evil and so destructive, And I just want to encourage parents out there, do not ever buy anything from American Girl from this point on, because they are out to hurt and harm your children.
Think of how big this is overall. Okay, I mean, people are going to think we're making up all this stuff, but when you think about what's changed, especially in the last decade, how they've dumped it, they've brought it down, and they're going after the kids. They're going after the young kids. They know exactly what they're doing. And, you know, you can't get people going, yeah, no, I don't know if I agree with you. You know, they're just trying different ways to teach the kids. Like, no, actually, no, they're not at all. They want your children. Hitler knew it. Stalin knew it. He knew that if you got the young kids, you got the country.
Right.
Right?
Right. And that's their whole mantra, and it's really sick, and yet it's coming in from all sides. Public schools, the media, Disney, you know, institutions, you know, that we've entrusted, like American Girl. And parents need to, you know, have their eyes open, and it's not the same as it was. Parents need to be willing to make you know, changes with regard to the things their child is exposed to, where they're taught, where they go to school, how they get their education. You know, there are many, many challenges that are facing parents with young children today, and they, you know, they need to be supported and educated.
Well, I agree with you. I keep trying to tell people, you've got to pay attention. You cannot wait for little Johnny as soon as you come home and saying, you know, we're going to the show tomorrow, and there's going to be these guys dressed up like girls with all this paint on. You can't wait for that. You have to be involved. You have to be engaged. You have to be listening to what your kids are saying. I mean, they'll tell you without actually telling you what they've got going on. You know?
Right.
Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And we know that even libraries have been, you know, very... Whoever think of a library as a dangerous place? And yet, there's so many of these libraries that have sponsored these drag queen story hours. And yet, Kirk Cameron, who's a famous, you know, he's an actor and an open Christian.
Yep.
He's written some wonderful, wholesome books, you know, about, you know, children and how God made them. And, you know, very much of a biblical worldview perspective, a very positive, moral perspective. Library after library, who allowed the drag queens are saying, oh no, we're not going to let you come in and do your child story, you know, presentation with your book. No, because we're a pro queer. One of them said that. One of them actually used that.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
We're
yep.
pro queer. Really? So that's what your public entity, a library, taxpayer funded, and you're going to engage in viewpoint-based discrimination, ideology-based discrimination on who has access to the facility and who doesn't. So needless to say, anyone in those kind of circumstances, including Kirk Cameron, they should not hesitate to contact us, because we would gladly take on every one of those libraries engaging in such outrageous censorship at taxpayers' expense.
I mean, he needs to push the issue and you know, make them pay, in essence. He needs to push the issue, because they're going to get away with it. They're going to keep getting away with it when guys like him, especially guys as you know, influential as he is, you know, get away with it. Right? I mean,
right.
Seriously.
Right.
You had that, I keep telling people who think that they don't have any influence and they can't make anything happen. I said, listen, I want you to think about something. You know, you had this you had a library in Dedham, Massachusetts, that decided they weren't going to put the tree up anymore. Okay? Because too many people felt the tree made them feel comfortable. I'm thinking there was three in the town, I think. And when you think about it, if they had started making noise early on, this would even have come up. But what ended up happening was there was so much noise by the locals when they finally caught on to what was happening, and the kids were coming home going, we're not going to have a tree this year. They're not going to let us have a tree. The parents went berserk and went in there, made so much noise. Guess what they're doing? They're putting the tree up. You can't let this stuff go by, right? I mean, and you could go after this from a legal standpoint. Tell me if I'm wrong. I've been wrong many a times on this point. But you could have gotten there on a legal status and said, look, you've got the Festivus tree up, or you got this thing up, you've got that thing up, you have to put up a tree. Even though the tree's not religious, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't be overtly hostile religion or religious beliefs, including Christianity. They can't do things in hostility, and that's what they would be doing. It's not that the Christmas tree is not of community significance. It's blatantly of community significance. It's because they're hostile to it and the messaging. So, it's clearly constitutional for public displays on public property of Christmas trees. And in fact, you can even have a nativity scene for that matter, so long as you've got a Christmas tree or a reindeer somewhere nearby.
Do you actually have to have it there, or do you have to allow it? So, yeah, sometimes people just don't come forward and want to do anything, even though they're of those other beliefs.
Well, there's interesting. It's a case from Justice Rehnquist a number of years ago, and from the Supreme Court, and he held it was called the Reindeer on a Manger Rule, and basically what the court compromised with was that government can put up a nativity scene, but to make sure they don't get the impression that they're endorsing the religious aspect of the holiday, there needs to be some kind of secular symbol like a Christmas tree or some, a reindeer or something. And that was called the Reindeer on a Manger Rule. Now, the interesting thing is with this Supreme Court and their understanding of the First Amendment, the Establishment Clause, I believe that they will narrow that down and say, no, you don't have to have a Christmas tree. The government can have a nativity scene without giving the semblance of somehow endorsing a particular religion just because they recognize their holiday and community significance.
You just took all my fun out of it because I would have put that picture of Santa kneeling at the manger.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's a good one.
I mean, seriously. Really good. Well, look, Your Honor, here's a picture. There's Santa Claus. He's not whatever.
Well, the original Santa Claus, St. Nick,
yep.
St. Nicholas, that's what it was about. He was all about that, about Jesus. So.
Oh yeah. But that would have been, like I said, it would have been great because how do you argue that point? So, well, Your Honor, there he is right there. So, all right. I had another good one for you. There was a rash. Oh, I say rash. Like four or five stories I've done recently on nativity scenes that were being, those freedom for religion freaks. They were going all over the place because you can't have that, you can't have that there, you can't have that there. I guess it was Arkansas, one of those places where they told City Hall you couldn't have it on the front lawn of City Hall. After the uproar from people in the city, they decided to put it back. And I thought that was a great move. It's like, all right, come sue us. We've been doing this for 71 years. We're not going to stop now, And that's what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, It's really sad that they feel like they need to save us from God, the God that they don't believe in. All right, a discrimination case for you. San Francisco guarantees income for pregnant black women. All right, so you have to be black and you have to be, nowadays you don't have to be a woman. You have to just claim to be pregnant or something. I don't know. Anyway, that's kind of discriminatory, is it not?
Yeah, extremely discriminatory. And I saw that, and I thought, oh, good night. You've got to be kidding. Are they all smoking pot up there?
All the time.
Probably true. But I was very disappointed. She says flagrant, blatant bigotry.
Yep.
If they want to get it for low-income women, pregnant women, based on their economic need or their need for maternal or support for their diapers or whatever, I get that. But to discriminate blatantly on race?
Yeah.
And ignoring people who are similarly situated, who are of a different race? Really? Especially in San Francisco. It is so multi-ethnic, multicultural.
Yep.
There's immigrants from other countries who, you have difficulty. They have a lot of hurdles. They can't speak English very well. And they're being told, oh, no, because of your skin color, we in the United States, we don't treat people equally.
Yep.
Fairly. Anyway.
All right, PJI.org, people, PJI.org. Check it out. Help them out. Stop complaining about what can be done and help them get it done. Brad Dacus, God bless. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
All right, guys, they're changing the definition in a popular dictionary of men and women. We'll talk about that in the next hour.